Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Nowadays.
Now and day.
Okay, where was I?
Okay. I like the new lingerie nowadays.
Yeah, lingerie. Yeah, that's what I say. I always say that.
I've been saying that for years. I even say that at the store at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Going to the lingerie department.
Uh-huh.
No, not to them. I say that to my wife.
Oh, put your lingerie on.
No, he says lingerie.
Lingerie
he corrected
department.
To lingerie, which I think makes me think lingerie. That he just didn't know how to say it. He knew lingerie was
right. Who doesn't know how to say lingerie? Come on.
You don't know how.
I've mentioned that we wear it in the bedroom, so why would I not know how to say that? We've talked about lingerie before. On the Secret Show. Plenty of times.
You said lingerie like it was
said lingerie, yes, because I was saying that she was slammed for wearing lingerie with her. Never mind.
Why am I even defending myself? You use lingerie doesn't mean that you know how to say it.
No, because we've talked about it. I'm not saying because I've used it. I'm saying because we've used it on the show, said the word, so I would know how to say it if I said lingerie, wouldn't I? Cares.
Spell it. Go.
Like lingerie. L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E.
He does have it right.
Well, he's got it right.
I know,
in front
he's got
of
it right.
I looked at your faces.
He googled
you motherfucker. Okay, I googled it. I quit.
Alamedic. Don't quit over that. Let us actually do something wrong.
Defending myself.
Do you think Bill Cosby can spell Rohypnol? Probably not. Doesn't mean he doesn't use it.
That's a good one.
Hey, what are we doing here?
I'm not sure. I think it's a secret show.
So Vinny was saying he wanted us to remind him that. He was going to pry into you about the foot thing and what you're doing with John, how you're winking on the air. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember about the foot thing. There's nothing there.
Like
there's literally nothing there. I don't.
So John
I don't do toe stuff.
Doesn't have any kinks with his feet at all.
He likes his feet rubbed. I mean, that's not a kink.
Well,
though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
You've admitted to rubbing his feet, so you never go like.
I think
the heel to the toe, you never just lick
right
up the...
I do believe, and I'm thinking back over my 30 years of fucking that dude.
Right.
I will say I've never put a toe in my mouth or licked a foot. It's just not my thing. I may have kissed a toe. I can't rule that out. But I will say I've never sucked a toe.
But you would if he asked you.
Oh, do I have to? Can you go wash it first?
No, that's my kink. My kink is a dirty foot.
And what if, like, I don't know, nails? I just...
What about nails?
You know how, like, toenails have a certain smell? Like when you clean...
No.
Really?
You're telling me...
So you don't clip your toenails and smell that certain smell?
No! Never once. Are you telling me... Have you ever smelled toenails?
Come on, man. I've never smelled
Have you ever smelled toenails?
I know a toenail smell, yeah. I've never specifically tried to smell toenails, but I can smell them.
You can smell toenails.
You can smell it's a toenail like, when you cut it.
So if I
cum.
Gathered, hold on.
No, it's not like cum.
No, I'm not saying it smells like cum. I'm saying you wouldn't specifically go after smelling your own cum.
But you've smelled it. Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily go up to the splooge that I squirted on somebody's ass and go, that's interesting.
Jesus Christ.
But then you
What
actually,
do you mean somebody?
Just
Let's
saying.
Hope it's Anita.
All of my history of splooging on somebody's ass crack, then it could have been anybody, is what I'm saying. God, what are you guys always on my case?
What are you talking about? Hostile Tuesday, man. You're saying controversial things. We're trying to get to the bottom of it.
Well, I've had partners in the past.
I don't know why we're talking about your stinky splooge. I'm asking you if you can smell toenails.
It was just a comparison of how you don't intentionally smell things.
He brought up splooge.
I did bring up splooge the same way I wouldn't intentionally smell toenails. I smelled splooge before.
Yeah, toenails 100% have a smell.
I have never... I have toenail issues.
Oh.
Like, I want you to cut your toenails. I'm not into long toenails. That's like
talon toes.
Yeah, right. I'm not. I'm also. I want you to cut them in a place where the you're not like, and it flies off into the you
and
know
hits your towel and snags there.
Like, yeah. No, you need to be careful with what you're doing here. Sure. Like, it preferably go outside, but if you're going to do it inside, do it in a spot where you can see where they're dropping and pick them all up.
Yeah.
But I've done that and never gone, woof, my nails stink today, boy.
It's not, it's a weird smell. It's like a
toe jam smell.
It's a toe jam smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a recognizable toenail smell. Yeah.
We used to own two nail salons, so of course I smelled a bunch of fucking toenails.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not just the person's feet, though?
Well, it's partly yeah.
No. There's a specific toe jam thing. It's almost like the skin that's sort of underneath the nail or something. You know how I usually cut my nails when I get out of the shower because everything's softened.
They're softer, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's nice. But I clean them with the little sharp thing that comes in the tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll scrape that out. And if you put that up to your nose, that smells, it's toe jam.
Yeah.
That is toe jam, and that's
putting
the
that up to your nose. See, that's what I'm saying.
Smell that?
Who does that?
People do that. People smell. And look, there is a smell. And I can sense sometimes it'll waft up to me without me putting it in front of my nose. I don't like live for the smell, but I absolutely know what it smells like, and I'm not like afraid to smell it. However, that said, it's like your own farts. Your own farts, very rarely offensive to you. Everybody else's farts, horrible. So while I might be able to tolerate my own toe jam smell, I would be loath to have someone else's toe jam in my mouth.
Oh,
no,
man.
Thank you to that. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
By that logic, you're willing to stick your finger in John's ass, but not your own.
I would stick my finger in his ass if he wanted me to. But can I wear a glove?
No.
Why not?
You didn't wear a glove when you stuck your finger in your own ass.
Yeah, but that's because it's my ass.
She has like a finger in her ass?
I mean, hasn't everyone at one time or another stuck a finger in her
ass? I just got some new info.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You
we never knew you stuck
that.
Your fucking
you
finger,
said
own
you
finger
your
in your
own
ass.
Who hasn't done that?
I haven't stuck my own finger in my ass.
You've never heard her say that, right?
No.
I've never been on the show 6 months.
Yeah, I've been here for fucking 13, 14 years. So what happened there, Sarah?
I don't know. Like, one time I stuck my finger in my ass.
Was it two in the pink and one in the stink?
No, Vinny, it wasn't.
Well, you're the one that always used to do that.
One in the stink, so.
It's this, by the way.
Yeah, see, she knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know it. What did I just do?
It's like that.
I was doing this.
The shocker, yeah. Was this around the time you were having anal with John, or was this like...
Oh, look at the smile on her face. Look at her crack.
You got her, Vin. You cracked the code, Vin.
No, you didn't crack any codes. This is the...
this is the oh, shit embarrassment look on you right now.
This might be my least favorite show we've ever done.
I have a question.
Oh, shit, look at the time.
I have a question.
What?
Okay. Which finger did you stick up your ass?
I'm not sure. I'll assume my index or middle finger.
Oh, no. She doesn't remember.
On your right hand?
Right.
You got big fingers, by the way.
Piano playing fingers.
Yeah, she's got piano hands. You got long nails
too. Actually, the nails are probably, I was just noticing that. I wonder if I have nail jam. Finger jam. I'm done talking about that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Did you lube it?
I doubt it.
Or did you just go?
I truly can't even. I know I've done it, but I can't remember when or.
And
what
did
the
you pull your?
Were
you? Did you have no underwear on? Or did you pull your underwear?
Shower. I was definitely in the shower. I remember that.
Were you with John?
No, I don't know.
Oh, by yourself,
feeling around like ooh, just, whoops.
Oh,
your finger fell in your butt.
My whole hand fell. Fisted. Oh shit, that sucks. Just kind of like this conversation. Oh boy. I felt like I must have told you about this.
Well,
because you said it so with such assurance.
You said it so casually. Mm-hmm. Like that one time.
I think I just got that loser says what thing. It just worked on me. Oh fuck, look at the time. We gotta go.
No,
all right, thank you so much.
We're already at the threshold.
Joining us today.
It's not time.
What do we got? 10 seconds left. All right, like, Vinny, give us
at least
magic
two or
words.
3 minutes.
Pretty sure this one's over.
What was the reasoning, though? Like, were you trying to clean your butthole? or were you actually curious about the sexual, like, feeling
were
of
you,
it?
Were you masturbating your vagina and then stuck your finger in your butthole?
Oh. Good question.
I feel like I gotta go. I truly don't remember.
Hey, you brought it up, Sarah.
I didn't actually bring it up. Vinny brought it up. I didn't bring it up. That wasn't me. Oh, I hate you guys. This is what I hate about this show.
What it's do you like, hate about
oh
it?
My God, I just your anal fixation is incredible. I can't believe it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right, what else do you want to tell us?
I actually, you take over.
That's a W for Vin today. Nice dub for Vin today.
Yeah.
All right, well, the end.
I'm definitely a looser. All right. No, no, don't clap for that. That was, I hate this show. Send your emails somewhere else. We don't even want to hear from you. I have no interest in that.
Oh, we didn't end? We're still talking?
I mean, I'm waiting for someone to give me the signal.
I said the end.
I know, but he's got a time thing.
We can end.
Okay, we're going to end?
Get out of here.
Thank the fucking Lord.